So it is the final look at sports this morning, and we have some Betway Premiership action which continues this week. A full round of midweek fixtures tonight and Wednesday. Co-leaders Kaizer Chiefs chasing a hat-trick of wins at the start of the season. Our Chiefs open their league campaign with victories over Stellenbosch FC and Bulawayo City to join Durban City, Marimba Gallants and Sekhukhune United in a four-way tie at the top. The Glamour Boys welcome Richards Bay to the FNB Stadium tonight at 7:30. The thoughts of Corsia assistant coach Khalil Ben Youssef.
When we win one game, always the next game it will be tough for us. First, always we try to take each game like a cup game, and we decide to take it game by game. We don't think about next game now. For example, tomorrow we have Richards Bay. All our mentally focus about Richards Bay. Inshallah, when we finish this game, then we start to think about next game.
Yeah, so that is one of four matches on the menu tonight. Kaizer Chiefs against Richards Bay, Orbit College against Sekhukhune United, Durban City. They play Golden Arrows in a KZN derby, and TS Galaxy travel to Chippa United. All of those matches will kick off at 7:30 tonight. The Springboks have been hit with one or two injuries ahead of the second test against Australia in Cape Town. Siyamthanda Kolisi out for 4 weeks. Kirtley Orenter, the winger, he's got an ankle injury, so he's out. Peter Steph Du Toit got a knock to his head, so he's out with concussion for about 21 days. Magazole Mapimpi called up to the squad. Springbok center Kamweng Cannon Moody says the gents are hurting from the Australian defeat, but ready to channel that energy to Cape Town.
We are all very disappointed with the performance on Saturday. The guys are hurting, but we did a review, we did our meeting, and yeah, I guess like Coach said, now we know what we need to do to get it right this weekend. And yeah, our main focus for us is to stack the positive this week and make sure that Saturday when we go out there, we have a clear plan on what we want to do and just execute it on the game.
And then some tennis news, the new look mixed doubles tournament at the US Open will be played at Flushing Meadows in New York today and tomorrow, with of course the main tournament starting on Sunday. The big names that have entered this year, we have Carlos Alcaraz teaming up with Emma Raducanu, world number one Jannik Sinner teaming up with Katarina Siniakova. Iga Swiatek plays with Sweden's Casper Ruud, and veteran Venus Williams is with Riley Opalka. They will play together. The winners will receive 17.6 million rands. And then finally, cricket news. South Africa against Australia. First ODI started at 6:30 this morning. Darren Moore, over to you, sir.
Yes, Scott, thank you very much. I've got the lowdown from down under. South Africa, 157 for two. You've lost Rickleton and Markram so far, but almost 30 overs done at 157. Looks like you're well on your way to 300. Bavuma and Breeska are batting right now. And